It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode of BGN Radio is brought to you by Clip It, the hottest app that is out there. Watch TV, make clips, and share. For more information, check them out at clipit.tv or check them on Twitter at clipit.tv.
This is BGN Radio.
Hey gang, it's a bonus BGN Radio here as we are down at the Panini event, Panini America, which is promoting all of its awesome playing cards right now. I just got done opening a couple of packs here, and I got to be honest, I haven't had a chance to kind of get back into the card world. And there's, I was a big baseball card collector, football card collector for a very long time, and the way that they have kind of rebirthed a lot of this stuff. They, especially with these packs, they have the Elite Collegiate packs here. They have physical signatures on the cards, which is pretty awesome. And the first one I pull, of course, is Adoree Jackson. So I'm very stoked on this. I also pulled Chad Hansen, which, not my cup of tea. But what's awesome is these are authentic signatures actually happening. And that's why we're down here today, because all these guys over the last couple of days have been coming in here and just working their hands to death and signing all these cards, which is really awesome. So we are here, and the first person that we talked to today, of course, was Mike Williams. And he's had kind of an up and down as far as like mock drafts have been going on. But he was obviously, all the guys there were very nice. And we sat down and talked to Clemson's wide receiver, Mr. Mike Williams. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting with the truest eagle ever, as you might know, as everybody wants this guy in Philadelphia. Everybody wants, where is he going to end up? We don't know, but we're excited to talk to him right now. It's Mr. Mike Williams. What's happening, my friend?
Everything good. How you doing?
Good, man. What brings you to this Panini event this afternoon?
Just coming out here just to sign some cards, interact with the rest of the guys and have some fun out here in Philly. To purchase my item, go to PaniniInstant.com.
Yeah, yeah. How are you enjoying the city so far?
Oh, it's real nice. I mean, I haven't really went around yet. So, I mean, I'm going to tour it a little bit and see how it is.
Yeah. Have you been on Tinder yet? You've been, hanging out and just scoping out what the Philadelphia landscape is offering?
No, I don't use Tinder.
Good. No, it's probably a good thing. That's awesome, man. So we're about 48 hours away here, man. What are you feeling like right now?
Yeah, I'm excited for this opportunity I have in front of me. I'm anxious to see where I land. Just want to see where I'm going to be the next 3 to 4 years, up to this point. I picked where I wanted to go. I wanted to go to Clemson, so that's where I wanted to go. But to this point right here, so another team going to pick you. You're not sure where you're going to be.
And it's been a kind of a crazy draft process for you and your teammate. Deshaun Watson has been, it went from like, oh, these guys are going to be the tops in their class. Now everybody's picking you apart and it's like, well, maybe they're not anymore. How do you feel about all that stuff? I know it's something you can't control, but do you think about it at all?
Nah, it is what it is. I mean, we are always taught, you know, we only can control what we can control. You know, we only can control that the things that we can handle. You know, that's the things, just to work every day, continue to work out, better our game, and have fun.
Yeah, and what, I mean, I guess what is your expectation? You know, is there any, obviously you don't have a choice in this thing, but if you could, do you have any spots or any offenses that you're like, man, I think I would do really well there?
It don't really matter. You know, the team that's want me going to pick me. You know, I'm going to be happy with the team that picks me because that's the team that wants me. So I'm going to be happy wherever I end up at.
Awesome, man. And what, you know, you were probably one of the guys that had like some of the rarest injuries ever and were able to overcome that and come back from and have one heck of a college career. What do you think went into all that? What was your mindset through all that whole experience?
Well, just staying positive. That was the main thing. Never get a negative attitude about the situation. Just keep a positive mindset, surround myself around some positive people, and just get through it. You know, I knew everything was going to be good once I got that brace off, and I was just waiting on that moment just to get back out there with my teammates to have some fun.
And do you think you're the best wide receiver in this class?
I do think I'm the best wide receiver in this draft, yes.
What makes you think that?
I mean, just the competition I face every week at Clemson, you know, the players that I face in practice at Clemson, you know, we have great athletes there, you know, we play some great people. And so, I mean, I feel like the competition we face prepared us for this opportunity.
And last one from us, what was, like, who is, if you could pick any NFL player to go up against in the secondary, who do you think you would want to go up against?
I probably wanted to go against Patrick Peterson. You know, he's someone, a great DB, you know. He loved to talk, you know. I mean, I love playing against guys like that. So probably Patrick Peterson.
Weren't done after that. So of course, although the Eagles don't need a quarterback, I peeped over and I saw it's Pat Mahomes, man. You got to sit down and talk to Pat Mahomes. Only caught him for a couple of minutes because he was mad scrambling, doing a bunch of things. But we still had a lot of fun. All right, fans, we're sitting here with the one and the only, Mr. Pat Mahomes. Pat, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much, you know, just enjoying the process and ready for draft night.
I want to get into you specifically first, but I heard a rumor, or not actually a rumor, but you and Aaron Jones have been training. Is that correct?
Yes,
you and your buddy?
Yes, sir. We have been, for sure.
Well, tell me about Aaron Jones.
Aaron's a great guy, probably the nicest guy I've ever met. So, I mean, he's an awesome guy and someone that hopefully we can play with together one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you, at this point, I mean, like, I got to tell you, because right before I sat down, this guy has done three phone interviews and he's signing about 600 pages worth of autographs here. So like, what are you just exhausted at this point with the draft class? You're like, oh, just get me to Thursday.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, I'm trying to enjoy it. I mean, just getting to come out there, Panini offering me this great thing to come out here and just have fun and spend time with some of these guys like Aaron. And so, I mean, it's really something where I'm just trying to come out and enjoy every part of it.
And word does so we actually also sat down with your agent, Lee Steinberg, and he's telling us like, yeah, I don't expect him to go top 10, but Do you agree with that assessment? Or do you think there's a possibility that somebody like the Bears or somebody be like, you know what, let's go with this kid?
I mean, there's always a possibility on draft night. You never know. So, I mean, that would be awesome to get to go top 10. But, I mean, it's more about finding the right fit and finding where you can have the best career.
And you're spending your draft nights at the house, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually doing it at a restaurant in Tyler. We rent it out and we'll spend it with my family and friends, and I'm excited about it.
Awesome, man. Well, we wish you nothing but the best, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you.
And lastly, we hung out with Virginia Tech wide receiver Isaiah Fort, who, again, has been kind of all over the place in terms of this draft class, but he is a really fun player. So exciting. I think our own Ben Natan actually mocked him to the Eagles just today in his final version of what he would do. Definitely go check out this guy's tape because, he is a very good playmaker, and I think that he would have extreme value day two or late day three, obviously, and was a lot of fun to talk to. So here is Isaiah Ford and myself and Isaiah Ford's mom, who happens to be a Cowboys fan. I know, still listen. It's really good. We are sitting here with Isaiah Ford. How are things going so far, man?
Everything's pretty well, you know. Now we're just playing the waiting game. So just trying to stay calm, you know, take it all in and enjoy the process.
I'm noticing that there are a lot of prospects that are coming into Philadelphia and going, ugh, I'm going back home. Is that the growing trend for you as well?
Yeah, exactly. I'll be home just watching it with my family, you know, kind of enjoying them.
Nice, man. There's been a lot of, obviously when this process starts and then it ends, there's tons of picking apart. We talked to Mike Williams and he was saying the same thing. It's just like, I guess for a lot of us, what do you think is the best thing that you can do on the field?
I think it's my playmaking ability. You know, that's something that I've been asked to do since a freshman. You know, straight out of high school, and I think I accepted that role and took it on my shoulders and take pride in it. And anytime a play needs to be made, whether it's first down, third down, fourth and goal, or anything like that, I feel like you can come to me and trust me.
And what was I mean? He had a heck of a college career, and you know, his last season he had over 1,000 yards and. But was it 7 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, somewhere around then? And, yeah, so what was kind of like your favorite moment, I guess, of your college career?
My favorite moment of college, I have two, actually. So, one, we're playing Pitt on the road. It's a big conference game for us. And we're actually ranked at the time. We're 25, so we need to stay in the top 25 to win that game. And we're driving. We're down by 3. It's in the fourth quarter. It's third down. And throw me a fade on the right side of the field, and I catch it. For the touchdown to go ahead, and that touchdown won the game for us, and that touchdown actually was the record-breaking touchdown that gave me number 23, which put me over the VT all-time leading touchdown record, so that was pretty cool. And then I'll say the second one was against North Carolina my sophomore year. It's Coach Beamer's last home game, and we're down by a touchdown in this fourth and goal, and I actually catch the touchdown to tie the game and send us in overtime, so that was a pretty big moment too.
That's awesome, man. And do you have any kind of expectations, I guess, for in the next 48 hours? I know it's completely nerve-wracking. It's probably one who wants. I would want to spend it at home too. Just be like, hey, I'm not going through this process. But any like favorite offenses, favorite teams, favorite anything was like, man, I would really like to land there.
No favorites at all. You know, I mean, we're all so fortunate and blessed to even have this opportunity. You know, this is something that every little kid dreams about, you know, and we get to live it out, you know. So I think just to try to live in the moment, you know, and enjoy it, and whatever team I go to, I'll be ready to work when I get there.
And through this draft process, you know, there's always a lot of criticism, there's a lot of praise, there's a lot of that stuff. Is there something that you've heard that throughout this that you're just like, that's not me at all? Like, I don't know how somebody looked at the tape and got that. How is that possible? Anything like that pop up?
To be honest, I try not to look at that stuff. You know, I don't really pay attention to the social media and things like that. I actually deleted them for a while just to kind of refrain from doing that and things like that. I know that the coaches and the scouts, when they watch the film, that they can see that I can play, so things like that will take care of itself.
Yeah, that's a good. Are you planning on bringing back social media anytime when you get drafted?
Yeah, I'll bring it back eventually, but just right now, just trying to stay off of it.
Yeah, would you shut it off again if it was just like, oh man, I can't take it anymore through, you know, whatever your first couple of years being an NFL wide receiver?
I think nothing would be this drastic if we talking in terms of this, but maybe if it becomes a distraction, then yeah, I'll definitely delete it.
And we've been asking everybody else too, is there a final question on the way out here? Somebody like in the NFL right now that you would love to go up against?
I'm not gonna put a target on my back, so I just I'll keep my mouth closed on that one. But there's a lot of top athletes in the league, and the competition brings out the best in you. So just to go against those guys that you've been watching and things like that, it'll be pretty fun.
Would there be instead of a player, would there be a team that you would really want to go up against just to see what it's all about?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of teams that. That have been really, in terms of being historic and things like that, they have a lot of historical backgrounds. There's a lot of teams, and I know my mom's favorite team is the Cowboys.
Oh, no, hold on. We got to talk about this for one quick second. Mom, how did you become a Cowboys fan?
I've been a Cowboys fan since I was about 5 years old. Just growing up a little girl, me and my grandma was like the Cowboys. My granddaddy and my other sister liked Steelers, so I've just been a cowgirl since then. So whatever God does is what God does, but I love the Cowboys.
Now, does that mean that you grew up a Cowboys fan? Did she influence you enough to do that?
No, not at all, actually. Yep. I've never been a fan of a team or anything. I've always just admired players.
And who would you say is the guy that you've modeled your game over the most?
I would say this guy that's not in the league anymore right now is Chad Johnson. I think that his attention to details in terms of route running and in the art of releasing and things like that was second to none. And I've always been a big fan of his. Watch his workouts, videos, and things like that to try to see if I can implement any of that into my game. So.
Awesome. Isaiah, good luck to you, my friend. Thank you very much. So that does it from here. We will be so busy during the draft. There's a bunch of other events coming up. In fact, tomorrow we will be talking to a lot of the NFL Network guys and seeing what's going on there. They're going to have a little stand-up luncheon, so we'll be doing that. All gearing up, of course, for what is going down on Thursday night. Please come see us at the draft. It is open to the public now. Bud Light is saying, come on in, everybody. There's no tickets that need to be happening here. We're going to be right next to the 94 WIP booth. We're going to have a lot of fun. Please join us on Thursday, live at the draft. And if you can't get there, on Facebook, at Bleeding Green, or not at Bleeding Green, you can follow along there, obviously, as you should, at BGN underscore radio as well, but Facebook.com/Bleeding Green Nation, and then the podcast as well, Facebook.com/BGN Radio Podcast. We'll be doing live shots from there, and then we'll be posting our Mixler page, which is a mouthful, but we'll link it up, have a page there, and we will see you again tomorrow, as there's just a lot of stuff to do leading up to Thursday night. You've been listening to BGN Radio right here on Bleeding Green Nation and BGNRadio.com.